You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Welcome back into KSL News Radio. Getting ready for BYU, Iowa State this week, and catching up with one of the members of the BYU secondary, Maury Bamba. And Maury, we've seen you play a little bit more the past few weeks. You got a start a couple weeks back at TCU. You've also been having a bigger role on special teams. How's this second year at BYU been going for you?
Pretty good. Just taking it day by day. Getting comfortable with the scheme, trying to work my way into special teams. Help the team out there whatever way I can. I think it's a great start for me as of right now. Getting all the reps I can to, be prepared for my defensive reps. So it's been cool these last couple weeks.
Have you enjoyed getting more playing time on the field?
Yeah. I'd say I've been comfortable going in. Watching the guys in front of me always get prepare me and ready to go out there and be comfortable out there. So, yeah, pretty comfortable.
So, Maury, how does the track and field stand out in Wisconsin end up at BYU as a cornerback? Take us through the path here to BYU.
Yeah, it was quite a long journey, because after high school, I just wasn't sure exactly what I wanted to do, after high school as far as athletics. So I went with the track route. I was a top hurdler in my state and a top triple jumper. So there was, a couple local colleges back home that were interested and close to home. So I just decided to go there. But it was around the time COVID hit, and I didn't get the opportunity to actually compete much in the outdoor season of track season there. And that was kind of my purpose of being, staying home at this smaller school. Once COVID hit and then we kind of had the quarantine time, I told myself, I could get back to football, which was something I've been playing all my life. It's just, I always been on the smaller size, I hit a late growth spurt. I hit a growth spurt my freshman year in college. So I was still growing. I thought it was a good idea to go back out for football, and, the best way was to go junior college route. So I went down to Florida. I was at ASA Miami there for about two seasons, COVID season and then another season. And then after that, I decided to transfer to Tyler Junior College in Texas.
And then at Tyler, was that the connection that brought you to BYU through Coach Jacobson?
I say he did play a huge role as far as just give me an idea of what I was looking for as far as college decisions. It was pretty overwhelming first time getting recruited and all. So he was one person I was talking to about my recruitment, and one person that said BYU, is maybe interested in you. And he told me a lot of great things about BYU, and I was like, yeah, I'd love to take a visit if it's, everything you say it is. And I took the visit, and it was everything he said it was, plus even better. So, and I just couldn't go wrong coming to BYU, yeah.
And you got here last year here at BYU. Did you play cornerback? You noted football was part of your life.
Yeah.
Did you play cornerback growing up?
Yeah, so I was actually a running back. I played running back all my life. In high school, my junior year and senior year, I played a bit of corner. I played some safety. In Wisconsin football, one thing about Wisconsin football, if you know about it, is they just run the ball a lot. So you're like an extra safety out there as a corner. So I didn't know all the, the deep roots of cornerback and the technique part of the game and stuff like that. I was just out there having fun and playing. But as I went to junior college and grew a little bit of size, getting a little bit more speed, I grew like 4 or 5 inches. So I had to learn how to use my body again. So it's been fun. It's definitely, I was meant to be a corner. Yeah.
How much have you enjoyed being in Jay Hill's defense and working with Coach G?
Yeah, it's fun. This defense is like the most aggressive defense I've ever played, which is it's good, but it's a lot of pressure on you. But what I love about the defense is if everyone does their job, it looks beautiful out there. You can really see like everything form. But yeah, it's kind of, Coach Hill definitely knows how to put us in the right car every time. So with an aggressive defense like this, I'm very comfortable and very comfortable out there and calm, not, you know, too nervous or anything about it. But as far as Coach G, he does a great job just working with me every day. It could be the smallest thing, like just one small false step, but he's going to get on me just because he know my full potential is could be great here at BYU. So I love my coaching staff right now. I love the way they're working with me, getting me continue to get me ready, you know, to go in the future.
What do you hope you mentioned potential. What do you hope to have your potential become here at BYU and realize that potential here in this program this year and in years to come?
Yeah. Well, both off the field and on the field. I say off the field, I just become a better man, graduate, you know, my degree, be the first to graduate with my degree in my family, and also be a solidified, you know, corner coming back next year, you know, is all I could hope for and work towards. But yeah, I'm taking it day by day right now. So
how's the team doing right now in this moment here in the here and now? Tough loss the past few weeks, but how's the defense and kind of the mindset going in this Iowa State game?
Yeah, you know, it's part of the game, you know, losing. I think this is the point of the season where it's like, okay, we got to keep our heads up, continue to keep going, you know. Look back at the mistakes we've been making previous week and just correct on it. But it's all high hopes around in the locker room, you know. You know, we still have a shot at the bowl game, so we still, you know, going to go out there and play our hearts out, and that's all we can do.
What makes a good gunner on special teams? What does K-Pop want from his gunners on special teams on that punt group?
Someone definitely with speed and that's aggressive. Just someone's not afraid to fly down there and get in someone's face and, you know, get ready to make a big play. So, yeah.
Have you enjoyed it so far?
Yeah, I'd say it's definitely been my favorite role so far. Like, it's 100% me, you know. I was meant to be a gunner. Like, I'm a super fast, straight line guy, so I get down there pretty fast and easy.
Well, Maury, it's been a pleasure chatting. So I want to also, last thing for you, how's just the BYU experience been off the field? And I know you kind of noted that you're on pace to be the first in your family with the degree, and that's so awesome. What's the BYU experience been like? What did you know about this place before you got here, and how's it been?
Yeah, it's been everything I expected, you know. Very great people, great community, great professors, great coaches. You know, I'm in the business program. And that's something I do not take for granted of. It's definitely a challenge. Just being around a lot of knowledge I'm not used to being around, I should say. So that's something that, you know, I had to adjust to. But I've been taking it in well, just, you know, interacting and making as many connections as I can, which is one of the reasons why I decided to come to BYU, was to expand on my connections and, you know, further my life beyond the field, you know, because, like I said, I'm the first in my family to graduate. So definitely I see life more than football on my side.
Well, that's awesome, Maury. Thanks again for chatting, and congrats on your success this far, and looking forward to keeping touch down the road.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Casey Scott here, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Project Recovery, sponsored by Reprieve Recovery. It's a podcast about addiction, but more importantly, it's about recovery. My co-host, Dr. Matt Woolley, and I hear stories about overcoming addiction and going from rock bottom to living a healthier and sober lifestyle.
We also share strategies with people at all stages of recovery, and we hope it'll help you find what works best for you, and we can support one another. That's Project Recovery, a KSL podcast. Subscribe for free anywhere you listen to podcasts.